Ranky Tanky, it loosely means get funky. And you can see and feel why it's the right name for a band celebrating and reinventing a music of joy.
Down in the darkness, yeah,
stand by me.
And pain.
In these hard times, filled with shadows, when the dark cloud calls my name.
Rhythms brought by the enslaved from West Africa, spirituals of the Christian church, themes that resonate today. It includes songs many know, though you've likely never heard Kumbaya quite like this. An impromptu performance for us by vocalist Kiana Parler and trumpet player Charlton Singleton.
And the Grammy goes to Good Time, Ranky Tanky.
Fresh off winning a Grammy for the album Good Time, a first for Gullah Music.
It meant a lot to me with this community just because of the magnitude of the whole Gullah thing.
You felt you were representing something?
Yes.
It did grow up inside of me, and I grew up with it.
It's an honor to be here to stand on the shoulders of our Gullah ancestry.
That's representative of how I was raised to be a musician, from listening and watching and imitating all of my aunts and uncles and grandparents.
Thank you so much.
And to have it all kind of culminate with a Grammy, wow, yes.
Growing up in church, we emulated the elders as well. It was like a homecoming for me, the way we talked, and the food we ate, even the songs that we sang, it's still the same songs.
The ensemble is based in Charleston and specializes in jazz-influenced arrangements of traditional Gullah, sometimes called Gullah Geechee, which originated among descendants of enslaved Africans in Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, who retained a regional dialect, food, craft, and other folk traditions. The four male members of Ranky Tanky have played music together since meeting at the College of Charleston in the 1990s. But they'd all gone off to do their own things, until two decades on, guitarist and vocalist Clay Ross proposed reuniting around Gullah.
Show your purpose.
They brought in Kiana Parler in 2017.
I am a disciple of this music. This music moves me. You know, this music is called to me. It's inspired me. And it's been a part of my life for over two decades. There's no one out there doing a contemporary expression of our South Carolina roots music, and specifically Gullah music. I just knew that if we made that music together with our personalities and the way that we played, I felt that we could really do something very special.
It's an English-based Creole language, Gullah is.
There's a strong sense of mission with this band, as we saw when percussionist Quentin Baxter, bassist Kevin Hamilton, and Clay Ross offered a lesson in history and music to students at the Charleston Seventh-day Adventist School. It wasn't a hard sell, as these fifth to eighth graders quickly took to the clapping, singing, and dancing.
It's everywhere. It's informed all the styles of music. We will always respect the community and the culture. The thing about it is the music and the message of the culture itself deserves as big of a stage as it can get. It's been on larger stages, but not as the thing.
I like to think of it as hopefully being part of the evolution of the culture. So there is a preservation there, but also I think there's also the sharing it with the world and also adding to it.
So they were singing of the pains they were going through, right? The difficulties.
But also songs of praise.
The members of Ranky Tanky drew inspiration from places like Pastor Kay Colleton's Manna Life Center, a church on John's Island, one of the many rural islands off South Carolina where Gullah culture took root. Built in 1902 and now on the National Register of Historic Places, it was known as a praise house where different denominations would gather. And was home to the Moving Star Hall Singers.
A lot of times when young people hear the songs of the elders, they think, oh, that's old stuff. No, yeah, that's right. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. That's music that gives us a foundation. Mm-hmm. It helps us move forward in a more progressive state. And so we don't want to forget that. We don't want to lose that.
Gullah's popularity today springs from a more difficult past. 91-year-old Abraham Bill Jenkins grew up on John's Island.
Everybody was looking down on Gullah then.
Yeah.
Even the people in Charleston, they weren't speaking much better than we do.
Yeah.
But they thought, oh, that's those country boys there.
That's how you were treated, sort of second-class citizens? Or?
Must be fifth-class citizens.
Fifth-class citizens, yeah.
Had a pump for water.
Yeah.
No running water.
Yeah.
Had outdoor toilets. So, I mean, everything was so basic.
But then the music was a relief from that life?
People glad to get to church. Somebody leads, and the other one responds, lead and respond.
Ranky Tanky band members want to play it forward for current and future generations.
These songs that we do are pretty timeless. Just about everybody, we think, can relate to something with all of these songs.
They're also part of a larger Gullah cultural moment. We met Charlton Singleton and Kiana Parler in the NEMA Fine Art Gallery, which features Gullah artists such as Dana Coleman, a childhood friend of Charlton's.
To see his work and how it has gone out all over the world is just another feather in the cap of the homies from the neighborhood.
And nothing says low country cuisine like Gullah fried shrimp.
TV food shows like Delicious Miss Brown reach larger audiences, even as traditional sweetgrass baskets and other crafts are sold on local streets here. In the meantime, the band is now performing at large venues.
It was in this very room that we recorded our Grammy award-winning album.
And they're still playing for local friends and family, as on this recent night at the Trufonic recording studio.
Good time, a good time. We gon' have a time.
They closed appropriately with the song embracing this good time for Ranky Tanky and Gullah music.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Charleston.